Good afternoon. Time to go down the farm, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here on WITY. Chad Baker, dodging trains here. Now, I'm in Fairmount today talking with Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in his new location. Dustin, thanks.
Hey, thanks for coming out today, Chad. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk about the new location first here. You are in a little bit different location here in Fairmount than what folks may have grown to know you over the last couple of years since you've taken over Alan Pusey's office. You have got a brand new facility here. It's gorgeous. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, thanks, Chad. Yeah, we're excited to be here. So originally the mayor, Dave Ferber, had come to me and said if I ever decided to do something with my old building that he would have interest in it because the village was in need of a new town hall. So I pondered it for a while and I thought, you know what, why not give Fairmount a little something new to look at. So the third week of March of this year, we broke ground on this office at 102 North Main, and we finished it up in late August, or second week August, I think we were in. So things went fast. Everything went according to plan for the most part, and we're excited to be here and would love for anybody to come out. Once again, 102 North Main, just on the north side of the tracks, west side of Main Street. And we do anticipate having an open house at some point as well.
Well, not only for folks that need insurance, but folks that want to take that nostalgic walk down memory lane, you have accented the office with some nice elements. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So when we moved, I found a few things in the office that were relevant to old Fairmount, we'll say. And I've had some people donate a few items as well. We've got some Trissler seed items. We've got a plat of the village of Fairmount from 1974 with all the property owners, landowners, several just memorabilia type items. I had Mike Davis, he had donated a painting that was given to him of the old train station in Fairmount from back in the day. So yeah, I've got just kind of some cool nostalgic stuff that's relevant to Fairmount and its history. And there is a lot of history in this town.
Any aspirations of becoming like the historical society here for Fairmount?
No, there's several historians around here that I just get my information from. I like feeding off that stuff. And, you know, there was a lot of industry and innovation in this little town back in the day. And it's kind of cool to hear about its history and know all the forefathers and what they did to, you know, support the community.
What's been the public response to your new facility, your clients? So what have they said?
Everybody likes it. I think probably some of the biggest comments that I've had was the light poles. So Tom Smoot, he had acquired the original gas light poles that were in front of the town hall. They're somewhere between 100 and 150 years old. So I restored them and put them back out at the end of the sidewalk. They're kind of neat. When I restored them, I had to pull the original copper line out that fed the gas to those. At the end of the day, when it would get dark, someone had to physically go out and light those every single day. So it's kind of neat.
Very cool. So you're on the north side of tracks for anybody coming inside of town. They don't have to wait on a train to come see you anymore. That's got to be convenient.
Yeah, I'm still getting, you know, I live in Catlin, obviously. Obviously, I'm used to the train noise there, and we didn't really hear the trains at the old office, but boy, we sure do now.
Absolutely. In fact, just had a couple just in the time that we've been here. Let's switch gears a little bit here. You're coming to kind of the busy time of the year for folks that are considering insurance, folks maybe wanting to make a change all the way around here. Tell us about what you're kind of in the midst of right now, what folks need to be thinking about.
Yeah, so right now, really, this is more of our claim season. So we're working with growers to gather their yield data as it's coming in and take a look at their trigger numbers and see where they're at. And there are some areas that unfortunately didn't see a lot of those timely rains that others did. And some of those guys are probably going to be flirting right on the edge of having a crop claim on their federal policy. And, you know, we had that one hailstorm that went through between Fairmount and Homer. It affected several of our clients between hail and wind damage. And once they go out and try and assess what that crop is and try and pick it back up off the ground, at that point we'll be adjusting those claims finally and getting them paid for what they're due.
I did see a lot of those. I was over there earlier, did see a lot of those fields that had that damage. And let's talk about the Lunch for Farmers program that you have coming up here. I'm going to be making a couple appearances again this year at some of the local elevators. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. It's that time of year again where we like to take a minute and just kind of thank our client base and all the farmers for what they do and the sacrifices that they make for our community and for our country. So October 7th, we'll be at Sidell Ag. We'll be down with Ty Trissler and his crew and serving lunches out of there. And then the following day, we will be at Premier Cooperative in Jamaica, serving lunches out of there. And you know, we ask anybody, you know, just because you don't have a truck rolling across the scale, if you want a lunch, just let us know. You know, if you're hauling to a bin that day or maybe going somewhere else, give us a call and we'll make sure that we got lunches set aside. And if it works out, we'd even run them to the field for you as well.
Now, you did this last year. A good response from the first year of doing it. Or have you done it 2 years now?
This will be my second year. So, yeah, and it was a good response. You know, and the weather was good last year, and guys just had a really good run at harvest. Not many rain delays or anything like that. We could use some rain now, but I know everybody's getting kind of antsy to get out there and get after it too.
Yeah. You mentioned rain. Of course, it's in the forecast. We've had a little bit of this past weekend here, but folks are eager to get out in the fields. It's important to remember that safety needs to be paramount for everybody, especially with the insurance industry that you're in. You want to make sure that you're not having a lot of unnecessary claims coming your way here.
That's right. You know, we saw there was already one fairly significant field fire last week in Northwest Champaign County. We try to avoid that at all costs. You know, I know everybody does a good job of being diligent and blowing off their equipment, getting the dust off, getting the excess buildup chaff and corn chucks off, and, you know, checking your bearings and stuff, and watch the wind. The wind really, that played a big factor in last year's field fires. But once again, just try to avoid that type of stuff at all costs and take a couple extra minutes, walk around your equipment. If you're turning on the in-row, something smells like smoke, get out and look. And be a good neighbor. We always encourage guys to try and have a disc or a VT hooked up and make sure your friends and neighbors know where that's at in the event that they would need it.
Well, and that camaraderie between farmers and their neighbors so important too. It's just a wide gamut, making sure that, you know, you're getting some rest in there, that your mental health is good. You have these long days coming up. You mentioned the lunches, adequate nutrition at this time of year, because you are working long days. It's a good idea to take a break and come and talk it over with some folks and to let them know that, hey, we're all going through this together and we're all going to get through it.
That's right. Always got to take time out for the little things and pay attention to the detail.
So that's coming up October 7th down in Sidell, October 8th at Premier Cooperative in Jamaica. What else you got going on here? It seems like you've been really busy this year with the new facility, of course, making sure that everybody's got the right coverage.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Wrestling season's right around the corner, Chad. You know, we got to get our weekly wrestling podcast cooking again. So hopefully we can do that and grow the listenership on that as well.
We are definitely eager for the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest to come back here. And that's going to be quicker than what we realize. We're probably about, maybe less than 2 months away from that.
Yeah, typically, you know, some of these guys are doing their open gyms now and stuff like that already. So, yeah, it will be here before we know it.
Very good. Folks that want to reach out to you, Dustin, get lined up, maybe have you look over their insurance policies, make any changes that would make sense for them. How do they do that?
That's right, Chad. So once again, we're at our new location, 102 North Main, and we can be reached at 217-733-2154. The hour is 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday by appointment.
And of course, come by and see this beautiful facility and maybe even strike up a conversation about some of these great artifacts. You're not done yet. You're going to have some more before it's said and done.
No, I've reached out to a handful of guys. There's some cool stuff out there yet. I just got to get them to at least loan it to the cause.
Very good. Very good. Well, Dustin, thanks for spending some time with us here. We look forward to seeing you out there for the Feed the Farmers events, and we'll definitely catch up soon.
Hey, thanks again, Chad.
Always a pleasure to talk with Dustin Ehler, a country financial agent here in Fairmount down on the farm. We've got Greg Solier for Indiana Ag Weather coming up next here on WITY.